Yes, Raimundo. Yes. The sounds of children crying will be heard from every corner of the world. Children crying to sleep. Children waking up crying. Children crying during the day. Some because they lost their parents. Some because they're hungry. Some because they lost their brothers or sisters. Some because they're angry. That's the things of the future. The sounds of children crying. They lost their innocence. They lost their friends. They lost their parents. Why won't the body of Christ wake up, see the writing on the wall, and get prepared? Here comes the day of death, and the body is asleep. The pastors are preaching money. They don't even know what's in the Bible. They never preach about the end times. They're not connected to God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They sleep in their fancy clothes, their fancy hairdos, with the golden spoon in their mouths, thinking they know God, thinking they're following God, while they're seeking their money, their fortune, which is going to send them to the pit of hell. Wake up, body of Christ. Wake up. Read the writing on the wall. Here comes the sound of children crying in the night, seeking answers and finding none. Pastors of the world, if you can't read the Bible, at least pray. Pray with your soul, with your mind, with your body. Seek the things that are righteous. Seek the things of Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Have communion every day. Pray and pray and pray. Take some time off from counting your money and read the Bible from cover to cover and see what you will learn. The day is before you where you will have no place to hide. Money will not save you. The devil will not save you. The only one that can save you is your God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But how can he do that if he doesn't know you and you don't know him? Take these words that you say every Sunday to heart. Practice what you preach. Listen to the Word of God. Pray to him. And the Holy Spirit will touch you, will teach you, will show you what to do during these troubled times that are coming ahead. These words are made to teach you, to instruct you, to save you. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. For what can you do if you go against your God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit? Come over to the side of truth, and the truth will save you. Once you're in the light of God, he will hold you. He will never let you go. But if you're teaching the Word of God, how can you teach if you're not covered with the blood of Jesus, walking in the light of righteousness? Remember my words, my children. Remember my words, my pastors. Either you're for me or you're against me. So be it. So be it. So be it. 28th of November, 2006, at 3:21 a.m. Over.